Speaking. This is when we bring you the Tops at Lifestyle wine of the week. And I was fully expecting another Boringakulu white wine. Which, you know, and, you know, I mean, I try and say the right things. Ooh, yeah, green grass and guavas and... Yeah, come on. Now we're talking serious. We're talking tequila. But it's not that kind of tequila. It's an African tequila. It is the legendary Leonista tequila, and the founder, the creator, Sarah Kennan.
You got it.
Kennan is in the house.
Thank you for having me.
What a treat! And Dan Charles from Cape Town, our magazine editor. And also happens to be my son, you know. And I didn't know that you knew about tequila either. Obviously, you had a misspent youth, but apparently, you had your first interview with Sarah was on Assembly Radio in Cape Town.
Back in the day, when I got my start out in media, I saw Sarah give a talk at a Pechakucha night, which is a night of just some short PowerPoint presentations, and I needed some content, and I thought, this is fantastic. This gives me an opportunity to drink on air.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's technically speaking, that's the kiss of death. Drinking on air normally would be considered to be very non-new. However, we'd like to bend the rules a little, and it's always a good idea if it's done in the essence of education, you know, responsible drinking.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that my interview is what really sets Leonista.
You were the key. Without you, we would never be here today.
You heard it here, folks.
So now we've kind of set the scene, and Sarah, welcome to you. I'm just presuming because I have an idea that Leonista is not a Natal product.
But it is not.
You're visiting.
I'm visiting, yes. So welcome. I'm actually flying out today.
From Cape Town?
Yes.
Welcome to South Africa. It's lovely to have you.
Well, I live in Cape Town.
Tell us the story.
It all begins because I'm a massive lover of tequila. And I was such a big lover of it that I actually started making it in my garage as kind of an experiment. And I had a little set up in my garage and was making some sort of Mampur spectacle. And even though it was not great, people loved it. Took it to Africa Burn, and people loved it so much. I thought, wow, this is so amazing. A spirit from the desert made for the people, you know, made for people to enjoy in the desert. Let me go and research this more. So went to Mexico, learned all about the production process from the master distillers there in Mexico, in Jalisco town, in Tequila town, which is an actual place in Mexico. Learned all about tequila, tasted all the tequilas, had a lot of fun, tasted all of the mezcals in Oaxaca as well, which is in the south of Mexico. And the whole experience was just life-changing for me and super inspiring. And I thought, wow, we've got to bring this culture back to South Africa. And I knew that the agave grew very well in the Karoo. So I came back here, found the farmers, found a distiller, connected the dots, and launched Leonista in 2017.
I was going to ask you that because... many years ago, I remember coming across an agave plantation close to Craddock and made some inquiries. And indeed, I discovered that people were growing agave for the production of tequila. But that failed for some reason. You're aware of that one?
Yes, yeah.
Why did that one fail and yours thrive?
Sure. If you can tell me the story, then you would be the 100th person, but also the 100th person with a different story. Okay, so there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and... Yeah, different stories. But in the end, the reason agave was grown was an emergency food for animals in times of drought.
Okay.
So it just started growing there. And it's an amazing plant because it just grows like a weed. And so it's there for food for animals. But then there was so much of it that people thought, oh, well, let's start making tequila with it. But then, yeah, they launched. And I think the timing wasn't right and their branding wasn't correct. And maybe the taste also wasn't correct, but the opportunity was still there. So I call it the fields of gold, and now I'm taking advantage of it.
Well, I'm very glad you are, because clearly it's a success story. For those that wonder about tequila, there are many myths, and I'm sure there are many truisms as well. But among the myths and the truisms is a story that goes along the lines of, well, there is alcohol that depresses you, or, you know, puts you in a sort of ultimately in a bit of a a downer in terms of aggression and depression. And then you get tequila, which does kind of the opposite. And is that true, or is it an absolute nonsense?
True, baby.
Why? What is the secret?
Medicine.
What is the magic in tequila?
I have no idea. But all I know is that my own experience is that I struggle with a lot of alcohols. I get really bad hangovers, and I also feel really sleepy and sad on other alcohols. But tequila, one of the reasons I fell in love with it, gives me a really nice buzz. And as long as I don't drink a whole bottle, minimal hangover in the morning.
So legend has it that in Mexico, the worm in the bottle of tequila is there for, apparently it does something to the tequila, but it's also, the legend is that if you have the last shot and you get the worm, you're the lucky one.
Yeah.
Is that all just nonsense?
I mean, it's good marketing. That's what it is.
That's what it is. I personally prefer my drinks without worms, and yeah. I think I'm not alone in that.
Yeah.
But the agave, it's a kind of, we would call it a cactus. It's that sort of thing.
It looks like a cactus, but it's actually closer to a lily family. And it's also, I guess, in Afrikaans, it's called the gadamboom. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Like thread plant.
Haring. Yeah. Oh, like
sisal.
Cotton. Needle and cotton.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, just saying. They use it as a, presumably, it is the fibers.
Yes.
and the harvesting of the agave, apparently the plant, tell us about how it's harvested.
So the way, I guess the essence that we want from the plant is in the heart, which is called the piña. So what we do is you pull the plant out of the ground, and it would have died anyway. So you want to harvest it just before it dies. So it's got all of its stored energy. You cut off all the leaves, which are given to animals to eat, which is great. And then there's this big pineapple-looking thing, greenish-gray pineapple-looking thing that we put in an oven. And for mezcal production, which is for the blanco, we use a wood-fired oven. So when you taste Leonista Blanco, you're going to taste a smoky flavor, which is close to mezcal. But for the honey reposado and the reposado black, we're using a non-wood-fired oven. So it's got more, it does have a little bit of smokiness, just I guess from the agave americana that is used, but it's got a more tequila essence.
Okay.
So mezcal is smoky, tequila production process, non-smoky. So when you taste the reposado black and the honey, non-smoky.
Well, one question before we actually dip into the essence of Leonista tequila. Traditionally, is it best drunk straight up with a little salt and a bite of lemon, or as something that you would put into a cocktail and mix it up?
The whole salt and lemon thing is false.
Oh! Bang!
So that is a clever, I guess, marketing tool used by the companies that have lesser quality tequilas, the mixtos, to mask the horrible flavor and the bad hangover in the morning.
See,
yeah,
nothing like.
But, I mean, it's effective.
Honesty,
it worked. But good quality tequila and mezcal, ideally you're sipping neat or with one block of ice like a whiskey, or you're making beautiful cocktails.
Wow.
It's up to you. But
and
not
Leonista is in the premium range.
Yes,
is it?
Yes, correct.
What makes it premium?
I guess making it 100% agave, so meaning there's no other additives added, you know, no other, I don't know, cane spirit or anything like that. It's pure from the agave plant, which means it gives you that pure energy.
And the distillation process, is that a long and aging process, or is it just a quick fermentation?
The distillation process is quite quick, usually around 2 days at max, but the aging process does take about 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
And American oak barrels, old brandy barrels, so it's nice and...
So it's aged, and in that aging comes a different nuance of flavor?
Exactly.
And how does it improve with age? In other words, would you age a really quality tequila longer than a couple of months?
Generally, it's around the 6 month to 2 year gap that I find the tequila flavor still comes through, but then the woodiness complements it.
Okay.
So you don't want too much woodiness, because then it just takes over.
So if it lays down too long, 20-year-old tequila, maybe not such a good idea.
No, you never want more than 7 years, okay. Apparently. Yeah.
Well, why don't we then have a look-see? You've now poured a little dram into a taster. And, oh, wow. I don't know whether you're supposed to do the wine thing. I've just given it the nose to say, yes, I can smell all the nonsense that comes with the marketing blurb. All I can smell is airplane fuel here.
That is the alcohol.
Yeah. Pure alcohol.
It smells like a good time.
Mm, yeah. It's infused with honey, this one. This is the honey reposado. So it's infused with wild fynbos honey. It's a little bit sweeter.
Oh, that is delicious.
Oh, yeah, you can absolutely find and it's like a good honey as well.
Mm.
Not like that Hong Kong nonsense that masks itself as honey. Yeah. This is lovely.
No, we use real wild honey.
So I'm sure this is very good for you.
Yeah.
It makes you happy.
It's about as good for you as alcohol can get.
And I think you're right when you said you can just drop a block of ice. Need any mixture.
I've always enjoyed tequila, but probably the cheap stuff. I haven't been exposed to anything as complex as in tequila form. And it's smoother than I would have imagined possible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's absolutely no afterburn here. You don't have to hit the salt and the lemon to put out the fire. It actually is
no hangover in the morning.
No hangovers.
Minimal. As long as you drink the whole bottle.
I think I can finish the whole bottle.
Valencia, we are gone.
I think I can finish this. It's very nice.
Oh, you're killing people lies.
Try this instead of your wine, Valencia.
No. We must be now. Be honestly appropriately retrospect, circumspect in our general opinion. And let's go around the house. And I have given it my very, very big thumbs up. But Dan, how do you come to it?
Oh, Leonista tastes just as good, if not better, than it did back when it was still just fresh out of the garage all those years ago. I give Leonista a roaring 10 and 10 tens across the board.
Music to my ears.
Just one drink and you'll take me home. Valencia, your opinion?
It's a very good tequila. I love tequila, but to get something that's very nice, smooth, nice, long finish, and if I look at the color of it, it's got a nice golden color. And it just reminds me of my wines. Beautiful color.
Clearly, you didn't read the notes. It's got nothing to do with the wine.
Yes, but it reminds me.
I'm joking. So you would have no hesitation in recommending a shot of tequila to as a non tequila drinker. This would be the one to try.
Definitely, 100%. I'll do that. I got something to sell for my customers now. If they're looking for a nice tequila, I'll go for this.
Well, now talking about this, because clearly it is a nice tequila. Mm. This is something special. I presume there is a price tag attached that is equally nice.
$5.99, baby.
Yay. Yes,
$5.99.
So let's call it 600 rand and be square.
Always.
$600 a bottle.
Yes.
And what a wonderful gift.
Hmm.
I would imagine. Yeah, I mean, gift yourself if you are so moved. But generally speaking, this is the kind of gift I would imagine that you could give to clearly any over the age of 18 adult, and it has a lovely legend that goes with it. The story of Leon. It's a proudly South African brand, but with authentic roots from the land of tequila to the land of the mountain, and then it's been distributed widely. Is it available everywhere in South Africa?
Yes, nationally listed. Pick and Pay, Checkers, Take a Lot, Tops, obviously. Tops Lifestyle is our main guy. We've got our own online store. We're at Duty Free, Joburg, Cape Town, KZN.
And you mentioned that this one was the honey infused. Do you have others in the range?
Yes. So we have the Blanco, which is like a mezcal, smoky. Great for making for margaritas, though. Then we've got the Reposado Black, which is, I guess, our Don Julio, I guess, of the range. So the one that you want to sip neat on the rocks, like a whiskey. Definitely, I guess, our more premium side. And then the Honey Reposado, also premium, beautiful, sweet, if you are going to shoot it, which I don't recommend, this is the one to go for. But yeah, just sip it on neat on the rocks, and also amazing in a Paloma, which is a grapefruit margarita.
Wow. Well, it's been a treat. Sarah Kennan is the creator of the nectar in the bottle that we euphemistically refer to as tequila. But of course, this is Leonista in a class of its own. And certainly, I think for the Bolito market, an absolute welcome newcomer to the scene, the happy world land scene that we enjoy on the North Coast. Available at Tops at Lifestyle right now. Normally, we do a wine of the week. We have a tasting on the weekend, but I presume that that's only for those white wines that we want to get rid of. You're not having a tasting of this at all.
Myself, Valencia stole mine.
Yes. We are doing not wine tasting, tequila taking in the store.
Oh!
Yes, we are doing that.
So in the store, yeah.
The tradition continues.
Yes, it continues.
On Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2?
It's Friday. Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, not Sunday. So tomorrow and Saturday, try before you buy. You will not be disappointed, folks. It comes highly recommended from 88 FM, and we know a thing or two about liquor. Just a little bit.
And just for the reminder, today we're still on for First Thursday. That's happening today, where we're doing our third Bastard Golden Reserve and Neil Ellis Wines and Bon Courage.
So that's happening at the studios today, from 6 o'clock this evening and until it's all gone. That's going to be a wonderful event. First Thursday is certainly an event to attend, because it is delightful in every way. There is live music tonight. There's going to be a bit of live art performance. There's a new exhibition at the gallery. There is food. There are special offers. And, of course, the tasting, the wine tasting from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. Don't miss it, folks. Good people get together on a Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, at the Lifestyle event of the month. It is First Thursday. Tonight is First Thursday. We will hopefully see you there. And a very, very big thank you to Sarah Kennan from Leonista for popping through and changing up the wine of the week for the tequila of the year.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the afternoon show continues.